Live from around the world, it's time for Peter Greenberg on the SSI Radio Network. Around the world. Get on the phone now and call 1-888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER. And now, the man who travels over 400,000 miles each year, the travel detective, Peter Greenberg.
And welcome aboard Peter Greenberg Worldwide. Hope you're having a wonderful last weekend in April, wherever you happen to be. It's amazing how fast this year is going. We're actually coming to you from a place that... It's a little bit further away than we were from last week. Last week, as you know, we came to you from Dubai in the United Arab Emirates, and then back to New York, where I did a little quick guest spot on the Conan O'Brien show, then to the Today Show, back to Los Angeles, and now coming to you from the Ballantine Resort in Charlotte, North Carolina. We're taking your calls at 888-887-3837. That's 888-88-PETER. And if you can't get through on the phones, no problem whatsoever. You can always email me to peter at petergreenberg.com. Just give me your name, your phone number, your problem, your question, so we can solve it right here on the air. Lots of stuff in the news this week. We'll get to that in a second because you got lots of phone calls to take. So let's go right to Matthew from the garlic capital of California, Gilroy, California. Right, Matthew?
Yes, Peter. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine. How can I help you?
Hey, when are the Hawaiian, just overall airfares to Hawaii coming down? And is Virgin America going to get in this?
Virgin America is not going to get in that market because they're not flying the planes that can fly that market. They're flying Airbus 320s. They're really going to be a North, South, and Transcon airline. They're doing a lot of San Francisco, LA flights, San Francisco, Las Vegas flights, and of course then going to New York. The problem with the Hawaiian airfares is, as you know, in the last 3 weeks, we've lost Aloha Airlines and America Transair, which provided about 15 to 20% of the entire lift, the airlift in the Hawaiian market. And the real problem here is that the Hawaiian market was never a big profitable market because it's not considered a heavily traveled business travel market. It's a leisure market, so it's considered a low-yield market. So replacing that capacity is going to be difficult since all the airlines right now are trying to put their planes on routes where they can make a lot more money with foreign travelers coming to America because of the weakness of the dollar. So the real problem, and you already know this if you've been checking the websites, airfares to Hawaii right now are running between $700 and $800.
Oh, easy. And also, they've got Alaska's opening up from Seattle, and I was wondering if I could take a cheap flight on Southwest to Seattle from SFO.
Well, actually, to tell you the truth, you could take a cheap flight on Alaska from San Francisco to Seattle because you're actually buying a San Francisco-Hawaii flight with a stop in Seattle on Alaska. Ticket it that way, you might be surprised at how cheap it can be.
And I love SFO, by the way. You want to talk about great airports. Love that airport, International Terminal. Awesome.
Well, you know what? You got to love San Francisco International except for one thing, mornings. Because
Thank you.
When the fog comes in and they close down run one way, you know where I go? I go immediately to Oakland. Do not stop. Do not pass go. Stay away from that airport in the morning.
Hey, Peter, great talking with you, buddy.
You got it. Have a good time in Gilroy. Let's go right to Brian in Nashville. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Peter. How are you today?
I'm doing just fine. How can I help you?
Well, our daughter is in the United States Navy, and she's on the aircraft carrier George Washington, and it's sailing into Pearl Harbor on June 7th, and we'd sure like to be there to greet her. And we've never
I'd like to be there to greet her. I love that idea of greeting an aircraft carrier coming into Pearl Harbor. That's got to be the coolest thing.
Well, listen to this trip. She left Norfolk on April 7th, and they're now in Brazil, and then they go around Cape Horn, and they're going to stop in Chile, San Diego, shoot across the Pearl Harbor to Guam, and then they'll be in Japan sometime in August.
Brian, let's call it what it is. She's on a cruise ship. Come on.
Well, believe it or not, the day before the ship sailed, her captain even invited our family up into his personal quarters to talk to us about the trip because I had some historical items on World War II that he wanted to see and I wanted to give him. And I told him, I said, man, if I was 21 or 22, my butt would be on this ship. He said, we'll be looking for stowaways because I got a feeling we're going to have trouble getting you off this ship before we leave Norfolk.
Well, let's go back to your question for a second because based on my last caller with Matthew, I mean, we got a problem with Hawaii airfares right now in the wake of the cessation of service of both Aloha Airlines and America Transair. Now, Hawaiian Air is probably going to add one or two more flights, but that's about all they can handle. So what you're going to do, especially if you're going from Nashville, I mean, you're not going to find any really cheap fares from Nashville.
Well, I'm just driving through Nashville now. We're flying out of Akron, Canton, or the Cleveland area. That's where we live. So.
Well, then here's what you do. If you're flying out of Akron, Canton, or Cleveland, Continental hubs out of Cleveland, and Continental does, and Continental flies to Honolulu from either Cleveland to L.A. to Honolulu or Cleveland to Houston to Honolulu. That's how I'd route it with you, and see if you can do it that way. Because other than that, you'd be paying through the nose.
Yeah, my wife called a travel agent. They wanted like $1,200 round trip for each person.
Well, remember, it's only April right now. She's coming in when? What month?
June 7th.
Yeah, well, you know what? My rule is always 45 days in advance, and guess what? We're at it.
I know.
So
we are.
That proves the point about how. I know, and that's why I'm saying the airfares are so high. You might want to come do it a different way. Here's another way to do it. Go through Phoenix on U.S. Air. Go through Las Vegas on Hawaiian Air. Most people don't realize that Hawaiian Air flies to Honolulu from Las Vegas as well.
All right.
Check it out that way, okay?
And then when we get there, how do you recommend to find a place to stay?
Ah, okay. Then I'll tell you another way to do it. There are a couple of great websites. One of them is called site59.com. They've changed their name, but if you go to site59, that's site59.com, they specialize in bundling airfares, meaning they're going to give you the airfare and the hotel as a package deal, which is exactly what you want. So now they only do it between 10 and 14 days ahead of your flight. But remember, they're dealing with last-minute inventory. So at least go on the site today to see exactly where you're sort of playing around with and see if it makes any sense.
All right, sir. I appreciate it.
You got it. Now, when we come back, thank you, Brian, and good luck. When she comes back in there, she's got a tan. She's in trouble, by the way. And by the way, when we come back, we're going to be talking about stranger things happening in the business now. All the mergers happening, all the supposed mergers about to happen. But most importantly, the parade of nickel and diming charges that the airlines are going to be taking out of your wallet every time you fly. Of course, we'll be joined by our good pal Joe Sharkey from the New York Times, who writes about this every Tuesday in the New York Times. And the crazy thing is, and we'll talk about it with Joe when he comes on, but the crazy thing is, everything short of pay toilets, ladies and gentlemen, the airlines are trying to generate revenue. And I like the joke about this, but it's not a joke. I actually had the chairman of a major airline on my show recently, and I asked him, tell my audience with a straight face that you're not planning to put on pay toilets. And you know what his answer was? He said, well, it's not on the list yet. But wait, guys, did you hear what he said? There's a list, and that's the problem. You know, ka-ching for extra bags. You want an aisle seat or a window seat? That's a ka-ching now, even in coach. You want a soft drink? That's a ka-ching. You want to breathe? That's on the list. They haven't done that yet. But bottom line is, airlines are going to start generating more and more revenue from things that we've taken for granted for years, and it's not going to make our experience one iota better. So the real question is, how do we prepare for it? What's coming down the pike? And is there any way around getting nickeled and dimed, especially that $25 per bag charge for an extra second bag? You know, the airlines used to lose that bag for me for free. Why do I want to spend $25 for them to lose it? Anyway, when we come back, Joe Sharkey from the New York Times will have the answers to all those questions, or so he says. Back with more from Charlotte, North Carolina, right after this.
The Peter Greenberg Worldwide phone lines are open now, so call us at 888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER. You can also hear the show anytime, anywhere at iradionow.com.
If you travel for business, you know just how stressful it can be. Radisson Hotels and Resorts wants to make your life easier and give you special perks with our Business Rewards Package. You'll get breakfast up to $15 US, 2,000 bonus gold points, free high-speed internet, and the added flexibility of early check-in or late check-out based on availability. Book your Business Rewards Package today at 800-333-3333 or visit radisson.com/business. You deserve it.
You never know what's out there when traveling. That's why AIG Travel Guard offers travel insurance plans for the unexpected. trip cancellation and interruption, emergency medical and health expenses, lost or stolen baggage. With a Travel Guard plan, you'll be covered from the time you book your trip to the moment you arrive home. Plans start at $30. Talk to your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today. Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations of coverage. May not be available in all states.
Now, what part of the Mississippi is the Eiffel Tower on?
It's not on the Mississippi.
Well, what are these photos?
Pictures of my Viking river cruise.
Well, we took a river cruise on the Mississippi. We didn't see the Eiffel Tower.
Because I took a picture of it on my Viking river cruise through France.
French Louisiana?
No, France, in Europe.
Oh, you're saying you took a river cruise through France, in Europe.
Right. Right, down the Seine. You can also take a Viking River cruise through China.
When did they move China to Europe?
Learn more about exciting Viking River cruises to Europe at VikingRiverCruises.com or call 1-877-66-VIKING.
I love the feeling I get before leaving for vacation, and it's all thanks to my Carlson Vaughanley travel expert. She listens to my dreams, suggests great ideas, and always comes through with vacations I never knew were possible. And I know I can rely on her throughout my entire trip, which gives me peace of mind. Call Carlson Vaughanley Travel at 1-800-CARLSON or visit carlsontravel.com. When your journey from a dream to a great story includes Carlson Vaughanley Travel, you travel better.
This segment of Peter Greenberg Worldwide is brought to you by Trafalgar Tours. Trafalgar Tours providing nearly 300 vacations to worldwide destinations since 1947. Dream, pack, and leave the rest to us. See your travel agent or call 1-888-521-0891. Here again is your host, Peter Greenberg.
And it's 18 minutes after the hour. Hope you're having a wonderful last weekend in April, wherever you happen to be. We happen to be at the Ballantyne Resort in Charlotte, North Carolina on 126 acres. They've got a championship PGA golf course here. They're about to have the Wachovia Invitational. I like to joke in the current meltdown of the credit markets. The Wachovia Invitational means if your house has not been foreclosed on, you can tee off here on the golf course. Anyway, we're taking your calls at 888-887-3837. That's 888-88-PETER. And if you can't get through on the phone, no problem. You can always email me to peter@petergreenberg.com. Just give us your name, your phone number, your question or your problem, so we can solve it right here on the air. Now, my next guest is a regular on the show, and if you read the New York Times, he's a regular every Tuesday. His name is Joe Sharkey, and he writes an amazing travel column. Hey, Joe.
Hello, Peter. How are you?
Good. Now, in reading your column this week, I had to start laughing because you started off with an apology saying, you know, you normally don't write a column like this, but I guess you were forced to do it because every airline imaginable is trying to figure out how to nickel and dime us with extra charges. I mean, how bad is it going to get?
You know, I don't know. Whenever I call up the airlines to ask, they charge me $25 and 10,000 miles. So it's getting expensive just to try to figure it out. It's going to get bad. This if you thought last summer was bad, as I've said before, this summer is going to be real bad.
Okay, we're back. Jeff, you there?
Uh-huh.
Joe, you're there?
Yeah.
Okay, good. You know what? This happened in our first hour. We knocked off. Somebody must have hit a golf ball from the Wachovia Invitational and knocked us off. But.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you didn't lose us. That's great, because we lost you for a minute there, but now we've got Joe Sharkey back. Hello, Joe.
Hi.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
My question was, how bad is it going to get? And then we got knocked off.
Well, I think I said that, you know, I wish I could tell you, but every time I call the airlines to ask, they charge me $25 and 10,000 miles. but it's going to get bad. All you have to do is look at the numbers. They're cutting capacity. It's musical chairs. I feel like the guy that works in the Undertaker parlor that's counting chairs and not sure how many people are going to show up for the wake. It's like the number of seats available domestically this summer are going to be down well over 10% over last year on the major airlines. And that means, you know, with the planes flying full, which they have been.
I mean, they're flying full already.
Already, than they have been for well over a year. It's just going to be a challenge, as they say, to keep yourself moving around reasonably well in the air travel system this summer. So the advice is plan ahead and expect the worst.
But here's my argument, and if anybody wants to take issue with me, our numbers are 888-887-3837. My issue is, let's assume that oil was only $30 a barrel. I'm sure the airlines would be doing this anyway.
You mean wailing and crying and moaning? Yeah, I think that's probably right. I don't refer to them as the airlines anymore. I've started to call them the unindicted co-conspirators.
You know
what?
Probably unkind. If we actually had a Justice Department that enforced antitrust laws, you'd be absolutely right.
Oh, yeah. You know, the most recent fare increase, and they all are in lockstep on these things anymore, just basically fell into place today. And which is not to say that they should not be raising fares, because obviously they need to. But there's just this curious, I don't want to say collusion, but let's say it all happens in pretty much in lockstep. And the most recent one, the 9th this year, just fell into place with Northwest agreeing to go along today.
And, of course, starting next week, you want to check a second bag in and you're flying in coach and you're not a member of the airline's elite frequent flyer program. It's at least $25 for that second bag.
Yeah, and who knows where it's going to go.
Well, that's what
it's
I said before.
$50 if they send it to Omaha. And you're not going along with it.
And it's $100 if they send it back. But bottom line is, for people listening to the show and you're planning your summer vacation, either pack really light or do what I do. I haven't checked a bag domestically in 8 years. I FedEx my bags, but if you go to our website, which is petergreenberg.com, we archive 17 separate courier services that do door-to-door service for your bags, so you're never stuck at the airport, either checking in a bag or even worse, standing at that refugee center known as Arrivals, hoping that your bag is on the same flight that you were. I mean, it's crazy.
You know, I've done that in the past, and, you know, it's a bit costly. You have to look at the cost. But there are times that I've done that it was very effective and it was well worth doing it, because you simply didn't have to worry about the bag at getting to the airport, because often the bag gets right to your hotel or right to your house, you know, within a very reasonable amount of time. That's worked for me in the past.
You know, my argument is not the cost, it's the value. And
yeah,
I find
right.
great value in that if I can save 2 to 2.5 hours of my life every time I travel.
Mm-hmm.
But let's take a look at some of these other costs that are coming in. US Air basically saying if you want a window or an aisle seat anywhere near the front of the cabin, that's going to cost you between $5 and $20. Northwest tried that earlier last year. I think they're still doing it. I mean, I think right now, I think if they show you a photograph of a can of Coke, it's $10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, and that sort of makes sense, except that they don't talk about, you know, one of the things that frequent travelers value is their elite status, which they earn by, you know, flying a whole bunch of miles, as you do, which gives you, you know, one of the perks that are real is that it gives you first dibs on the better seats, and that I think that the airlines are in danger of losing a lot of loyalty among frequent flyers if they're auctioning off those seats to you know, to the whoever wants to plunk down $10 or $15, which is not to say that I won't do it, because you know I'll be perfectly happy to do that to get
anything
for a good seat.
Yeah, but here's my rhetorical question: what's the point of loyalty if you have fewer airlines and fewer seats? You don't need loyalty anymore. You're just putting buns in seats.
That's the question. That's exactly where we're going, in my opinion. I think you're right there.
All right. Well, you can read Joe Sharkey every Tuesday in the New York Times. And by the way, if you want to read Joe Sharkey and sit in an aisle seat, that's $100.
Okay.
Hey, Joe, thanks a lot.
Sure thing. Take care.
We appreciate that. And joining me now is a reporter for the Charlotte Observer, because we're in Charlotte, North Carolina. And the cool thing about Charlotte, North Carolina is that it's always a surprise to me every time I come here about how green it is, how well managed it is. I love your airport. I mean, I love the rocking chairs, I have to tell you. I love the rocking chairs at the airport. I mean, if I'm going to get stuck at an airport, I might as well rock. And her name is Amy Baldwin. Hey, Amy.
Hi, Peter.
So for people who've never been to Charlotte, and I get here all the time, but for people who've never been to Charlotte, what's the biggest surprise that hits them?
I think a combination of the weather and the various things there are to do here that they never knew about or thought about.
Like?
Like, well, the U.S. National Whitewater Center, for one, that opened in late 2006. And this weekend are the Olympic team trials for whitewater slalom. And some
so basically,
other...
if you've never been on whitewater rafting and you,
right.
and you really want to go get scared out of your mind, but in a controlled environment, that's the place to go.
Absolutely. I think my husband will be going there with his friends, and I will stick to the land activities like hiking or biking.
Well, you're a big hiker, right?
I do like to hike. I do.
And you can hike all over this place.
Yeah, there are 11 miles of hiking and biking trails. You can take your dog. There's climbing walls. They're going to have a zip line.
I've done zip lining. It's wild.
It is wild.
The first one scares the you-know-what after you, and after
yes.
that, you can't wait to do every one of them.
Yeah, my husband would say that. I'm happy I survived the first time in Costa Rica, and I'm never doing it again.
Never?
Never.
Okay. But the other thing that's astounding me about the numbers here is that 80,000 people move here every year.
Yes, it's a region of 80,000 newcomers. That's why the Charlotte Observer created this position, just to address the questions and needs and write about living in Charlotte from a newcomer perspective, and that's what I do.
So what you say to newcomers is, if you're moving to Charlotte, don't go ziplining.
If it's your thing, go ziplining. There'll be a place to do it. It's just
It's just not for you.
It's not for me anymore. Hey, I survived it in Costa Rica, of all places, where who knows what. I don't think I understood the contract I was signing, but
there is no contract. What are you talking about? They basically say when you die, your body will be transported home.
Right.
Is that
right?
Okay.
Actually, the ride to the zip line was probably scarier than the actual zip lining.
But you now can sit here with me on the radio and say you've done it.
That's right.
What other surprises here in Charlotte? Okay, you can go 11 different hiking areas and stuff like that, but what else?
I hear a lot from people that they're surprised about the people that they meet or reconnect with here. Tons of people from all over the country, they end up meeting people who happen to go to college with or lived with in another city or went to high school with. My next door neighbor is a woman I went to high school with in Beaver Creek, Ohio. And so people are really surprised that somehow this is kind of a melting pot, an area that everyone seems to end up in.
And let's not forget NASCAR.
That's correct.
You can't come into Charlotte. I've been very good. I've been going, so many minutes now on the show with not having mentioned NASCAR.
Right, right.
Well?
Well, if you come here in 2010, then you should go to the NASCAR Hall of Fame.
Because they're building it right now.
They are, across from the Observer, actually.
All right. In fact, when we come back, we're going to be talking to Winston Kelly, who's the voice of NASCAR. He'll be coming to us from Talladega, because there's a race out there today. Go figure, NASCAR in America, right? Some people would say NASCAR is America. Amy Baldwin from the Charlotte Observer, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
All right. When we come back, Winston Kelly from NASCAR.
To participate in the program and speak with Peter Greenberg, call 888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER. And be sure to listen to podcasts of the show anytime, anywhere at iradionow.com.
Planning your next vacation with Trivalga Tours? For over 60 years, Trivalga Tours has crafted vacations for singles, couples, and entire families, providing education, relaxation, and fun. Friendly and knowledgeable tour directors help ensure lasting memories. Book your next worldwide vacation. Call your travel agent or Trivalga Tours at 1-888-521-0891 or click on trivalgatours.com. So dream, pack, and leave the rest to us.
Attention savvy travelers, Rudy Maxa here. If you're like me, you can't afford to take chances when you travel. You need medical evacuation service that's dependable and won't cost you a fortune in hidden fees. You need MedJet Assist. As a member, if you're hospitalized over 150 miles from home, MedJet will fly you to the hospital of your choice free of charge. Believe me, you won't find protection like this from any other company, which is why I'm a member. It's time to travel smarter. Visit MedJet.com and sign up today. MedJet Assist. Take trips, not chances.
This segment of Peter Greenberg Worldwide is brought to you by American Airlines. For all your travel needs, visit AA.com. Now, back to Peter Greenberg.
And it's 33 minutes after the hour, coming to you from the Ballantyne Resort in Charlotte, North Carolina, taking your calls at 888-887-3837. That's 888-88 Peter, and if you can't get through on the phones, no problem whatsoever. You can email me to peter@petergreenberg.com. Just give us your name, your phone number, your question, or your problem, so we can solve it right here on the air. You know, when you come to Charlotte, you cannot come to Charlotte without the word NASCAR. Of course, the Charlotte Motor Speedway, for those people who go back years and remember the old days of NASCAR. And of course, the question, of course, is did NASCAR make America, or it certainly is America these days. And joining us right now, not from Charlotte, but from Talladega, of course, in Alabama, where they're doing some qualifying trials today, is Winston Kelly, who is the executive director of the NASCAR Hall of Fame, which they're building here in Charlotte. But, of course, most people know him as the voice of NASCAR. Hey, Winston.
Hey, Peter. Delighted to be on, and appreciate you being in Charlotte. Just wish I could be there with you.
I was warned that I might hear some noise of automobiles racing behind you, right?
Well, we actually have automobiles and an F-15 that's kind of doing some maneuvers for the flyover before the race today, so you got a little bit of both in the background.
So I guess the question, Winston, is when you come to Charlotte, how much of NASCAR is part of that culture?
It's been a part of our culture for many, many years, and that's one of the reasons that we felt like Charlotte was the logical home for the NASCAR Hall of Fame. It's been a part of our culture. You mentioned the Charlotte Motor Speedway that was opened for racing in 1960, but you go back to the first very strictly stock car race that NASCAR ran in June of 1949, June 19th to be specific, was actually driven and raced in Charlotte, North Carolina.
And that was probably a race your dad remembered, right?
It is. My dad was actually the first public relations director at the Charlotte Motor Speedway, but he was there, heard Richard Petty tell a great story about his father borrowing a car from somebody in Randleman, North Carolina, drove down, participated in the race, wrecked the car. So Richard and his brother and his dad had to thumb home, and the ladies bummed a ride with somebody else. Also, Ned Jarrett, who's a longtime member of the NASCAR community, talked about seeing that race and having a fan come off of one of the cars and go into the telephone pole right beside him. So, you know, a lot of great stories about that race.
Well, let me ask you this, Winston, because I remember we did the show a couple of, actually about a year and a half ago from Indianapolis, and I was at the Speedway there, which is an amazing experience. And what people don't realize if they go to Indianapolis is at least two or three times a year, if you pay some extra money, they'll actually put you in a two-seater IndyCar and take you around the track at about 170 miles an hour. And my driver was Al Unser Jr. How about that?
Oh, that's fabulous. And, you know, I've had the pleasure of doing a similar thing. I've actually done one of the driving experiences, but I was in Daytona for an event last year, and Bobby Labonte was there and got to ride around the Daytona International Speedway in a stock car, much like you did with Al Unser Jr., and driving around the track with an instructor versus a real driver, there is a huge difference, and I could feel the difference in with Bobby, as you well can attest.
Yes, in fact, the difference is, if you drive around the track with an instructor versus a real driver, the real driver experience means you're going to soil your underpants.
It was quick. We went lower on the racetrack. We figured we were at least 2.5 or 3 seconds quicker going with Bobby than with somebody else. And I've known Bobby long enough and had such confidence in him. But to feel the G-forces and going through the bump in turn one at Daytona and coming off the turn two corner so much quicker, you know, you can get an appreciation for that, I'm sure. And I'd love to do one of those Indy cars. Those are some quick machines.
They certainly are. But, Winston, let's talk about the Hall of Fame here, because I'm assuming that as they're building that now, one of the things they're trying to build into it is an interactive experience for anybody who comes and visits.
It is, Peter. And one of the things we tell folks is that we're more than just a Hall of Fame and more than just a museum. We're an entertainment attraction. We will have a tremendous number of interactive opportunities where folks can interact with different exhibits that we're looking at. We've got an inspection area that folks will be able to participate in, qualifying area. We're working on a simulator. And there's other interactives through the Heritage Speedway area where it'll tell the history of the sport. There's a pit crew area where they can see what it's like to actually pit a car, change tires, jack it up, and just many more.
Now, the Charlotte Motor Speedway, of course, is now known as the Lowe's Motor Speedway. And it's, you know, it's amazing. It's hard to believe the spectators, the numbers when you talk about NASCAR, 167,000 people and with room for 50,000 more in the infield. I mean, Major League Baseball and the NFL would die to have numbers like that.
Well, and you're right. And, you know, we had an economic analysis done for both the Hall of Fame. There's been one done for motorsports in North Carolina. Motorsports contributes over $6 billion annually to the economy. And the Speedway, the Lowe's Motor Speedway, contributes over $400 million. And it's because of those 167,000 seats that you referenced. And, you know, I think about the first time I went to that track that I can remember in 1964 and how it has evolved and everything that Bruton Smith and Humpy Wheeler and those folks have done. It's just a phenomenal experience, and that's one of the things that we look forward to at the Hall of Fame, is to give folks an experience not just at the Hall of Fame, but where they can do exactly what you just talked about. Go to one of the driving experiences, Richard Petty, Jeff Gordon's, go to the racetrack, go to the race shops, go to the other museums that are in the area. So that's one of the exciting things about it being in Charlotte.
Well, Winston, I really want to thank you for joining me. And, of course, I'm looking forward to just meeting a guy named Humpy. I love that just as much. Hey, Winston Kelly calling in from the Talladega Raceway in Alabama, of course. But the place to see here in Charlotte is the Lowe's Motor Speedway. 167,000 people. We'll be right back.
Call now to talk to Peter Greenberg at 888-887-3837. Email him at peter@petergreenberg.com. And hear the show anytime with your iPod at iradionow.com.
AutoZone. If you're looking for a great deal on your next oil change, get in the zone. AutoZone has what you need to keep your engine running, like great deals on Valvoline motor oils. That includes getting 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a Fram oil filter for just $12.99. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Don't wait. Get to AutoZone today for this smoking hot deal. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
And now for the bonus round. What's the inverse of January 12th?
September 22nd, 9 p.m. Eastern.
Correct. What's next in this sequence? Sequoia, Hummingbird...
Pantalones.
Correct. How many movies has Netflix delivered so far?
Over 1 billion.
Correct. Netflix. Over 1 billion movies delivered so far. Zero late fees. Choose movies online and get DVDs delivered to your door in about one business day. Start your free trial. Plans now from only $4.99 a month. Netflix. It's that easy.
I love watching my son play soccer, but when allergies hit, I sneeze and my eyes get itchy and watery. Claritin relieves my allergy symptoms without drowsiness. So when he scores a goal, I know I won't miss it. And only Claritin is clinically proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Stay alert. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear, indoors and out.
Use as directed. Only brand clinically tested. Pick up Claritin on sale this week at CVS Pharmacy and get $3 extra when you use your extra care card. CVS Pharmacy, for all the ways you care.
Weeds. Oh, the joy. The fun. Every year they show up on your walkway, your driveway, along the fence, under the deck. You get rid of one and another pops up. Then another and another. Well, take control with new Image year-long vegetation killer. Spread it around areas you want completely free of vegetation. It's the only granular formula that kills down to the roots and prevents regrowth for a whole year. New Image year-long vegetation killer. Get to the root of the problem.
You never know what's out there when traveling. That's why AIG Travel Guard offers travel insurance plans for the unexpected. Trip cancellation and interruption, emergency medical and health expenses, lost or stolen baggage. With a Travel Guard plan, you'll be covered from the time you book your trip to the moment you arrive home. Plans start at $30. Talk to your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today. Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations of coverage. May not be available in all states.
AutoZone. If you want to keep your car's tires and wheels looking great, all you have to do is get in the zone. Because now at AutoZone, you can get 2 bottles of Eagle One all-wheel and tire cleaner for just $7. That's right, 2 for $7. Just spray it on and hose it off. When it comes to everything you need to keep your car looking like new, you can count on AutoZone to have everything you want. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
The telephone number to call the program is 888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER. Email Peter at peter@petergreenberg.com. And be sure to access podcasts of this show anytime at www.iradionow.com. Here again is your host, Peter Greenberg.
And it's 43 minutes after the hour on this last weekend in April. We're taking your calls at 888-887-3837. That's 888-88-PETER. If you can't get through on the phones, no problem. You can always email me to peter@petergreenberg.com. Just give us your name, your phone number, your question, or your problem so we can solve it right here on the air. Let's go right to the phones. We've got Foy on the phone, I think, out there in San Antonio. Hey, Foy.
Hello, Peter.
So you survived the Final Four, huh?
Yes, we sure did. We sure did, and our Spurs won last night, so we're in good shape.
That's great. So how can I help you?
There's 5 couples of us taking a cruise in late May to some European countries. We go to Rome first and then cruise for 2 weeks at the Grand Prince's through those European countries.
Not a bad deal.
Just interested in knowing if there was any information you can give us that'll help us, our first cruise of this type. And
okay, I can help you on a couple things. Number one, where does the cruise start?
It's going to start in Rome.
Oh, okay. Well, then here's the thing. And I tell this to everybody, whether they're whether they're starting a cruise in Fort Lauderdale or Canaveral, or they're going to start it in Rome. Do not try to arrive on the same day that the cruise is leaving, because if your bags don't make the flight, the ship is going to sail without your bags, or the ship may even sail without you if you're late. So,
right.
You know, get out there a day or two early, adjust to the time zones, relax, and then you'll be in a better shape to do things, even if it means, especially with the power of the euro, spending more money at a hotel. At least you'll have the peace of mind knowing that you're there, your luggage is there, and then you're cool. That's the first thing.
Very good.
The second thing is, and I haven't looked at your particular itinerary, but what I would suggest is, the shore excursions that are offered by the cruise lines, some of them you really should take them with the cruise line, and some of them you'd be a fool to take them with the cruise line because you can do them on your own. And figure out, the level of physical activity involved. The last thing I ever want to do is get stuck on a bus going to tourist shops and call that a shore excursion. Make sure that where you're going, the infrastructure exists for you to do it on your own, on your time level. And since you've got, and on your time program, and because you've got so many couples going, you're your own shore excursion. You can call a hotel in any of those port cities and ask them if they can hire two or three drivers to take you around, and then you're not stuck on the bus, and you do it on your own. It's the best way to do it.
Right. Very good.
And then you know what you really do? Make sure when you do dining on the ship, you get the biggest table possible. You all sit at the table and make fun of everybody else on the cruise.
Well, that's the kind of crowd we have anyway.
Oh, good. You're dangerous enough for me. Okay, Foy. I appreciate it, man.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thanks for the call, and have a great time over there.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
The other thing I should tell everybody is the fact that they've actually booked the cruise in U.S. dollars means if they don't really spend a lot of time on shore buying things, they will not be mortgaging their house on the way back. At least it's better because it's priced in U.S. dollars. Now, we've talked about NASCAR today. We've gone out to Talladega. We've got the Lowe's Motor Speedway here. A lot of fast stuff. But now we're going to shift gears and slow it down a little bit with a writer who I am a huge fan of. You read him in Time. You read him in the New Yorker. You read him in the New York Times. And his new book is called The Open Road, The Global Journey of the 14th Dalai Lama. His name is Pico Ayer. Hey, Pico.
Hey, great to talk to you.
And great to talk to you. I mean, I've been a fan for so long. In fact, I'll tell you how long I've been a fan. I still have a Xerox of a story you wrote once called Video Night in Kathmandu.
Amazing. 20 years ago. I'm on it.
I know. And the reason why I kept it is because it really talked about the impact of Western culture in places that you'd never expect it to be. And, of course, I remember going to all those places and seeing people attach, automobile batteries to cables, to TV sets, so they could watch, American, really crappy American television at night. And that's how they learned English. I remember going with a photographer who I think you know, Mark Wexler.
Yes, good friend.
Mark and I were in the middle of the Sinai, driving from Cairo all the way to the Egyptian-Israeli border. We were with a driver who spoke absolutely no English, going on a desert road that took us about a nine-hour car ride, nothing but sand followed by more sand. And Mark Wexler, who's a phenomenal photographer and a great documentary filmmaker, who has the attention span of a flea, was sitting in the back of this car, not knowing what to do because there wasn't anything to do. And all of a sudden, I'm not making this up, Pico, all of a sudden, this will give you an idea of American culture, he opens his mouth and goes, na 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 na. And all of a sudden, the driver hears this, screeches to a stop, sand and dust is pouring through windows in the car, we're coughing, and all this driver wanted to do was turn around and look at us and go, na 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 na. And he looked at us and the driver goes, book him, Dano.
This man spoke. Amazing.
Yes, he'd been watching Hawaii 5-0 for years. Unreal. Pico, stay with us, because when we come back, we're going to talk about a serious subject, the Dalai Lama, what's going on in Tibet, and your book, The Global Journey of the 14th Dalai Lama, back from the Ballantine Resort in Charlotte right after this.
The Peter Greenberg Worldwide phone lines are open now, so call us at 888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER. You can also hear the show anytime, anywhere at iradionow.com. To join Peter Greenberg, call us at 888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER. email the show at peter@petergreenberg.com and hear the program anytime, anywhere at iradionow.com. Now back to Peter Greenberg Worldwide.
52 minutes after the hour, coming to you from the Ballantine Resort in Charlotte, North Carolina. We're talking to Pico Iyer, who just has a new book out called The Open Road, The Global Journey of the 14th Dalai Lama. And if you read the recent cover story of Time magazine on the Dalai Lama, same man, same person who's joining us now on the phones right now. Hey, Pico.
Hi.
I mean, I guess the question I've got to ask you is, most Americans don't even know where Idaho is. How are they going to find Lhasa?
Fly to Beijing and get on the next plane. It's a very isolated place, famously in the middle of Asia, and it looks a little like a Chinese Las Vegas these days, going back to what you and I were just talking about, but it's still one of the most powerful and amazing places I've ever been. I would recommend all your listeners to go there if they get the chance.
If they get the chance. Of course, lately with all the turbulence over there and basically in a lockdown situation, but it's not going to stay locked down for long, is it?
It's not. I think as soon as the Olympics are over and the rest of the world starts looking away from China, then China will feel less threatened and will open it up. And I think, I first went there in 1985, and I can still remember every day of that trip right now. And I think it really changed my life. Even just 4 days in Lhasa, you have these cobalt skies, you're 12,000 feet up, the huge shafts of sun coming into these dusty old chapel rooms. It's really another world.
We had on our show recently, they did a movie that I was proud enough to host the screening of called Blindsight, about, six Tibetan youngsters who are blind who actually climbed Everest. It's an amazing story of perseverance and will and courage and vision, if you can excuse that pun. But I'm not going to excuse it because it really was about vision. And one of the things that I know, and having been to Tibet, and I'm going to ask you this going back to 1985, I want you to tell me the truth now. How many yak burgers did you eat?
I pretended to be a vegetarian as soon as I arrived, but I may nonetheless inadvertently have eaten much too much yak. And I didn't drink any yak butter tea, though. As you remember, it's made out of that salted, rancid butter, and it's very much an acquired taste. It's not for everyone.
And yet everybody there drinks it. I mean, I couldn't get near it. I could not get near it.
I used to hear they would drink 200 cups a day. Maybe they still do. And I guess it's very good for making you strong in that inhospitable atmosphere and high altitude.
Well, you know what? At that high altitude, if I can drink 200 cups of yak tea a day, I got news for you. I can do anything. But in all seriousness, let's talk about the Dalai Lama, because you've spent time with him. You've actually chronicled this remarkable journey he's had, as it relates not just to the relationship between Tibet and China, but in terms of powerful global thinking.
Yes, I mean, I've been traveling with him for 33 years. I first met him when I was a teenager. And one of the great things about the Dalai Lama, of course, we often forget, is that he's a lifelong traveler. He was born in this remote village in a country, in Tibet, in 1935, that had no roads, never had seen foreigners. Now he is constantly in Los Angeles, Paris, Sydney, everywhere, both bringing a piece of Tibet to us and trying to take what he can learn from us back to his Tibetan people in exile.
I mean, he's essentially for the last, two or three decades done the world tour.
Yes, absolutely, since 1979, so it's coming up for 30 years. But I think more than most travelers, and this is why he's a good model to us, he's always traveling with a purpose, which is to speak for the 6 million Tibetans who are trapped in Chinese-occupied Tibet, and also to glean what he can from us that may be of help to those Tibetans. So he's not just sightseeing, clearly.
Now, he's always said that Tibet needs China as well as China needs Tibet, but in realistic terms, Pico, do you really see, can you look in your crystal ball and see if there's an opportunity for him to actually go back there?
Well, I think he doesn't mind even if he doesn't go back. I think his main concern is just the freedom of speech and thought for his people. And I can see a time when that will come, and I hope it's very, very soon, because we often think that the world is fixed. And what he seems to know is the world is changing at any moment. And so now things look very bleak for Tibet. But 3 years later, a new leadership might come into Beijing. Everything will be better. And he always stresses, never give up and never think you know what's coming around the next corner. And that's why I gave the title to this book, The Open Road, because there's a sense of him and all of us walking around the road, enjoying what we're seeing, but never knowing what's around the next turn.
You know, there's one statistic in your book that I found staggering even to me, Mr. World Traveler, and that is, you look around the world to see, okay, who are the ruling leaders who have lived longer than anybody, who have ruled their country longer than anybody? You have the King of Thailand, who has ruled as the longest, I think, sitting monarch than anybody else. You've got Queen Elizabeth, who's right behind him. And you even have to throw in Fidel Castro there. But the number one guy who's done it longer is who?
It is the Dalai Lama, who's been ruling his people for 67 years, since he was 4 years old in 1940. He was actually receiving envoys from FDR. He was seeing a civil war wrapped around him when he was 11 years old. And he was dealing with Mao Zedong and Zhou Enlai 58 years ago. And so sometimes, you know, people think of him as this unworldly monk who's out on the mountaintop. But actually, he's been in the thick of politics longer than, as you said, any leader in the world.
And yet all of his politics spring from spiritual ideas.
Absolutely. And I think that's what's exciting about him, that he's the only monk who's a head of state. And so he's the only person in the middle of our tangled political world speaking for farsightedness and selflessness and a much more spacious vision. I wish all politicians could learn from him.
Indeed. Pico Ayer, the author of The Open Road, The Global Journey of the 14th Dalai Lama. An honor to have you on the show, Pico. I hope we can do this again.
I'd love to.
And I think that music means we are out of time for this week. I want to wish everybody a big thank you here. Jeff Ryder, of course, in New York. Doug Davis and Scott Brown here with us in Charlotte. Margaret Emery, our producer. Kirk Gilbert, the executive chef. Boy, does he cook a mean dinner. And, of course, Christina Argeras, who's the public relations manager. We'll see you next week from another undisclosed location.
You've been listening to Peter Greenberg Worldwide. And, as always, you're hearing Must Hear Radio on the SSI Radio Network.